ओम शांति। We've had Amrit Vela, we've had Murli. Now this is your third session. This is why in Madhuban, in Hindi, they used to say glass and class, because they drink their tea in a glass usually. I don't know whether you do that still, but certainly in those days they used to drink tea in a glass, and then you'd have a class, and then after class you'd have another glass. And so Madhuban is glasses and classes. This subject, preparation for the coming period. I'm sure you've already heard some classes about it in the last year or so. Who's heard classes on this topic before? Only a few, I'm surprised. Okay. Because it's been a subject that we've been thinking about for a long time. And that time is now. On two levels, I see that it really is the last chapter. Dadi Janki, when she met with the European teachers last year in Moringen, she just visited Dadi Gulzar and she came to London soon after that. And she said, we've had the Sarkar role for a long time, 33 years. Then we've had the Avyakt role for 49 years. This was last year. And now we're into the incorporeal role. And I was a little surprised that she should put it so openly in that way, because I know that some people were thinking about it, but here she was actually saying it within a big gathering. But it made me realize that this is how Dadi sees it. And of course, subsequently, we've seen that this whole season is just about to finish. There's one more Avyakt meeting, and Dadi Gulzar hasn't been able to come. That's a big, big story in itself. Whatever the reasons may be in terms of health, is not the issue. Because we've seen how when Dadi Gulzar wasn't well, Baba would somehow fill her with power and she'd appear on the stage and we'd have a fantastic experience of Baba. When Baba became Avyakt in that first Murli, 21st January 1969, Baba said, the 18 chapters of the Gita have been given already. Now what you need to do is to revise all the Muralis, practice and become that. But Baba will continue to come to meet you and be with you for as long as you need, and then Baba will take you home. And that was the promise that Baba made, that Baba will keep coming until we still needed him. So does that tell you something? But also, if you look at the trend of the Muralis, the Sarkar Muralis, all the different subjects, even today, four different subjects all in one Murali. And then you get to the Avyakt Muralis, and the part of Gyan is over. There's no more new Gyan. 18 chapters of the Gita have been given, as Baba stated quite clearly. So what have we been getting with the Avyakt Muralis? Love, a lot of love that Avyakt Baba has given us through the Muralis, through the Drishti, all of that. But also clarification on the subject of yoga, clarification in terms of dharana. That has been the main focus of the Avyakt Muralis. How to deal with Maya. How to recognize Maya. How to see where I'm at. How to be able to develop all the different powers, all the different virtues, all of these things, how to, Baba's been answering. It came to a point where then finally, when if anybody was interviewing Daddy, and we'd ask her a question, how to, she refused to answer. Kaise, the Hindi would be kaise, kaise sahan kare, how do we tolerate? Daddy refused to answer. She'd say, don't ask me questions with kaise. And then we had to think out a different strategy and maybe ask the same question but putting it differently. But why she said that is because she knew that Baba had already given us all the answers to how to. And whether we listened to Baba and understood Baba, practiced what Baba was saying or not was another story. But definitely Baba had given us all of that anyway. So through the Avyat Muralis, we've had all of that, the yoga, the dharana, and even the service. Baba would give us very clear pointers about how to, in terms of service. Every time Baba met with the different professional groups, and we're revising all those Muralis, so even those who weren't there in those days, you've heard a lot about the how-to of dharana from the Avyat revision course. And the how-to in terms of serving, that comes a bit later. It comes in the Muralis of the 90s, because the first wings were set up at the end of the 80s, and then it became more and more and more. So those Muralis are yet to come. But the point is that everything that Baba had said he needed to do, he's accomplished. He's done all of that. He's entertained us, given us a lot of love, boosted our self-esteem, given us a clear understanding of how dharana needs to function, what the different aspects of yoga are, and then also different ideas related to service of different wings, different professional groups. And this is why from around 2014, I think it was the time that Daddy Gulzar had a fall, then 2 months later Daddy Janki had a fall, then a few months later Daddy had her big fall that had her out of action for nearly a year. So what we were seeing with Avyat Baba's Muralis from that time on, of September 2013, was more or less Baba reducing what he needed to say to us. And so instead of 8 pages Muralis, which happened in the 90s, we got back to 2-page Muralis, but not even that. Sometimes it was just a little paragraph. And basically it was Baba still coming to give us love, and Baba would talk about one day a short passage on purity, another day a short passage on love, another time a short passage on happiness, things like this. But we weren't getting insights in the way that we had been. And my understanding at that time was twofold, because Baba's voice also along that period changed. And so it was no longer the Avyat whisper. And I attributed that to the fact that it was less strain for Daddy's throat, which I think is true. But also the sense I got was that, well, Baba's told us everything. Is there anything more that Baba needs to tell us? And so, yes, we come to Madhuban, we come for Baba's Srishti, and yes, we come to Madhuban to have a space for recharging and refilling, and nowhere else in the world offers you that possibility. You come for 2 weeks, and you're not asked to lift a finger for anything, anything. All you have to do is to look after yourself, physically and spiritually and emotionally. There's no other place that can provide that sort of sustenance that Madhuban even today does. So that's incredible. And so we've been benefiting from that. But new insights from Avyakt Muralis, that's already happened, finished. That happened a long time ago. But yes, Baba was still coming. And then every year, instead of the 12 meetings with Baba, sometimes it would be 8, sometimes it became 6, now it's become nil. We still come to Madhuban, and just as with the photograph in Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan, when Baba became avyakt, we would sit in front of that picture and have amazing experiences of Baba. And it was quite stunning for us to think that the drishti that Sakar Baba used to give us, we were feeling that same experience from this photograph. And this time, so many people have said to me that even though they knew it was the transmission, because Dadi Gulzar is not sitting there in front, it's just on the screen now, but yet they could feel Baba's presence. And I felt this was the magic of Madhuban. Just as Baba made sure that that presence of Sakar Baba was felt, and even today can be felt in Baba's room, when we have the transmission with the multi-thousands that come, Baba's presence is tangible. It's very, very real. So it's not that the picture is alive, neither the photograph nor the video. We understand the theory intellectually, but Baba's presence somehow is felt. And so in the other meetings with Baba, I haven't had so many people come up to me spontaneously and say that. But this time, I wasn't here, so it was being written in emails, and since I've come the day before, people have been talking about it in person. And so it's a very experiential thing that's happening with Baba's presence here in Madhuban. So Baba's continuing to support us, but Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, service, everything's been answered. But I've just connected with Dadi Janki on that same theme. And even last year, if we put a question to Dadi, a Gyani question, we stopped asking practicality questions many years ago, but put a Gyan question to her and she'd engage and she'd come up with something very beautiful and insightful. But this time, and it's not just once, but it's through this whole period that I've been here, February and March, ask her a Gyani question and she won't give you an answer. And this time, somebody else was asking a question, and I put it to Dadi, and Dadi didn't give an answer and started to talk about something else. I persisted and put the question in a simpler way. And the question was, I won't tell you the complicated question, I'll tell you just a simple question. And so I said to Dadi, it's about the Murali that we heard on Sunday, and the question is about contentment. And what's the method to develop contentment? And her answer was, Baba had given us the answer, connect with Baba and you'll feel all attainments and you'll feel content. But it was very interesting to hear Dadi. She actually reflected for a moment and then she smiled and she said, if you're sensible, you're content. And someone who's not sensible becomes discontent. And then the second question was about happiness. And the original question had been, is it that we just have to be content and then we'll automatically be happy and we'll automatically be cheerful? Or is there something else that we need to do? And because the question was too long, she didn't answer. So that's why then I broke it up into pieces. So contentment, and she gave this very interesting answer. Being sensible means you're content. And if you're not content, you're not sensible. Interesting, profound. But the second question was about happiness, because Baba talked about that too. And so then she said, if you understand drama and see each one's role as being unique, then you stay happy. And again, it's a simple answer, but it's very, very precise, very to the point. What is it that shakes my happiness? And in Brahman life, it's not usual that we crave for more shoes, more coats, more handbags, more briefcases or anything external in that way. And I don't know many people who want a bigger car, a better car, a bigger house. We've left that behind a long time ago. But when it comes to seeing each other, then instead of seeing the goodness and the specialities and recognizing that, well, this is their unique part in the drama, we comment about it, and so what happens? My happiness goes. And if I want to maintain my happiness, then what I have to do is remember this mantra of just see everyone's part within the drama, and when you do that, you appreciate them. Otherwise, there's a running commentary in your mind. They shouldn't have said this, they shouldn't have done it, it shouldn't be like this, and so on and so on. But no, it is as it is. And I can't change them. They're not going to change if I ask them to. I can't even change myself. How am I going to change them? So to keep happy, just simply remember each one's part in the drama. And it was after the session with Dadi that, and then we didn't get to the third part, cheerful, because then other people came into the room for Toli, and so there was a big distraction. But that little exchange again reminded me that Dadi used to take class every single day after Murali, and Murali would finish at 8. And we'd still sometimes be in class at 8:45. She would aim to finish by 8:30, but sometimes she had so much to share, it went on to 8:45. And then the last few years, they're used to her coming in and giving a short class. And for Dadi, short class meant about 30 minutes. But today, when Dadi comes into class, again, it's a lot of love and a sharing of joy with the family, but the classes may be this much. When it gets typed out and sent across everywhere, it's just about this much. And I'm seeing her follow in Avyakt Bhavdada's footsteps, where she used to elaborate and give us a lot of detail, just as Avyakt Baba used to. Now, Baba will say just a few lines that I mentioned, and now Baba will just be silent. So there's a transition that's happened. So I don't need somebody to convince me that it's not just the last chapter, it's the last period of the last chapter. So I think we're very, very fortunate that we still have the possibility and the opportunity to come to Madhuban. Because who knows what's around the corner. Now the flights are just half an hour or an hour delayed because you have to come around the landmass of Pakistan. You can't fly over Pakistan to get to India. So to me it's a very external factor that this season Baba will not have come even once, but yet people are going away very content. Baba knows how to satisfy every soul and give them exactly what they need. It might not be what they want. They want personal drishti. They want personal blessings. And it's not possible anymore. But it's fine. Baba's given us blessings through the Murali every single day. And so we're happy with that. And we've got used to Avyakt Baba not coming in that way. So Baba's been very kind and gentle, you know, gradually moving us away from that dependency. And now I want to meet Avyakt Bhavdada. There's a formula, be so conscious. Remember Shapada. Go to the subtle region. Go to the avyak, the incorporeal region, and you can experience the meeting with Shiv Baba anytime. No restrictions for how long. But also, if I want to meet Avyak Bhaktada, I can do that in the subtle region. Shiv Baba through the vehicle of Brahma Baba, and I can have a chat with any one of the relationships that Baba has described. So Baba's prepared us for this. And what I just need to do is to keep practicing this. So the preparation has been not so much of our planning, but definitely Baba had a plan and so was gradually preparing us to this point where nobody's crying because Bhaktada hasn't come. And I say that because the first time when Baba was supposed to come and then Daddy got sick and Baba didn't come, I had a few people in tears, literally. And they weren't totally new, but they weren't long in Gyan either. But they were in absolute tears that they'd come and Baba couldn't meet them. Then through the years we've got accustomed to that. So Baba has been preparing us very, very kindly so that it's not abrupt, it's not a shock, but it's been a good, solid preparation. And then with the dadis. We were used to having the dadis with us all the time when we came to Madhuban. And if one of the dadis even had to go away on tour, there'd be several other dadis around. Pandav Bhavan, there was never a time without the dadis. They were always there. Then we moved to Gyan Sarovar and we had to get used to not having Dadiji with us for Murali every day. And then it changed a bit. And then the dadis migrated to Shantivan. And then we got used to Murali without any of the dadis. So again, just look at the drama. Drama's been gradually preparing us to manage without the dadis. Now you just have four dadis, but out of that really it's only one and a half that's active. So three quarters Dadi Janki, three quarters Dadi Ratan Moini. But between them it's not even two, it's one and a half. Age, health, all of this. So again it's been a preparation. But I think now we are at a point where neither do we have any physical connection that we can say, can I ask Baba this question? Who do you go to? Do you go to Shashi Ben and ask her to go to Shiv Baba in Thursday message and say, can you bring me back a reply? But Baba's told us everything. There were questions we used to ask Dadi Janki. Can we do that anymore? Gyan question she was still answering even now, as I said. But practicalities, should I do this, should I go there? Can't do that anymore. And that's again been a very gentle preparation for all of us. So what are we left with? We are left with our own personal connection with Bab Dada. And I won't even say Shiv Baba, because today categorically Baba said, you can't just remember Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba is with him and both are working together. And so to experience Avyakt Bab Dada in the subtle region through Brahma Baba, that is open to us and Baba's been preparing us for that. To go to Shiv Baba in the incorporeal world and just simply be able to take from the source, from the point, everything that Shiv Baba has, and in particular the process of purification and the power. The almighty authority is there. We just have to connect and we can take all the power that we want. And the power and the purity is going to determine at what point we enter the next cycle. Baba spoke about that in different ways today. Going home, coming down, the ones to come down, the ones to go up last, coming down. All of that was interesting. But it's these two things that really Sakar Muralis and Avyakt Muralis and Adadis have been teaching us all these years. Is that right? This is what the teaching has been all about. And so if I've kept pace with the developments, then I'm ready. If I feel that Baba said many things but I haven't done them, well, this is again extra time that we have, bonus time. So let me use this time and practice the things that Baba's telling me about. This month of January was very interesting because either the Sakar Muralis or the Avyakt Muralis, the revision course Muralis, or the Murali on the 18th of January, whichever, all of them, they were talking about the bodiless stage, the Avyakt stage, the incorporeal stage, the seed stage. Every Murali was talking about these things. And so it was like Baba telling us, this is the practice you need to have. There was one particular Murali in which Baba was talking about the power of concentration. And it was connected also with the whole subject of karma. Baba talked about karma in that also. But develop your power and ability to concentrate. Don't let stray thoughts pull your attention anymore. Practice this. It was very clear directions. You have to practice these things. And then the thing about karma that Baba spoke about that was fascinating for me was when Baba said, if you're having trouble with somebody, are you having waste thoughts about them? And if you're having waste thoughts about an individual, your karma is growing. So I haven't said anything to them. Definitely I haven't done anything to them. I've not even said anything to them. But simply the fact that it's buzzing around in my mind and it's troubling me, then that is continuing and adding to my karmic account with them. And so Baba teaching us, you have to turn that around. The way to cut the karmic account is to have nothing but pure thoughts and good wishes. And pure thoughts, shubh chintan, what's going on in your mind on an automatic level. Not that you sit with your notebook and you say, okay, now I'm going to study. Fine, do that anyway. But shubh chintan, what is it as I'm walking in Gyan Srover? You have to walk a lot. From here to the dining room, from here to the bus stop, all the things. It's a lot of walking. So what am I doing when I'm walking? Pandapavan, you have to walk quite a bit too. So Madhavan's good. Get a lot of chance to walk. What am I doing when I walk from Daddy's cottage to here? Am I distracted by everybody I'm seeing? Hello, hello, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Or is it that I'm reflecting pure thoughts, thoughts of Gyan, my choice and my attention? What is it that I'm giving attention to and priority to? And then if there's nothing but pure thoughts, then yes, I can give good wishes. And a recent Murali that's happened within the last week or so, again, Baba very clearly specified the method of what we need to do to give sakash. Baba described it as sakash. Baba said, One is for you to take Sakash for yourself, but the other is that you should become like the Father and be so powerful that you are able to give others the cooperation that they need at the time of need. A, the Brahmin family, but B, others out there who you're in a situation, it's a difficult situation, they need help, what help can you give them? And again, Baba said, your cooperation is needed by everyone. But you have to be full first. And if you're still fluctuating, you can't do that service. And so Baba said, just remember them for a moment and let Baba Sakash reach them. That's it. You don't remember them for 45 minutes. You don't remember them even for 10 minutes. You remember them for a moment, bring them in front of Baba, let Baba give Sakash, and then you continue with your own yoga. But when there's a difficult situation for them, they're having ill health, they're going through a difficult time, yes, support them. Give them that cooperation. They need extra help. And then on the other side, if I'm with Lokik people, and very often, whether you live in a center or whether you live at home or a Shakti Bhavan or a Pandit Bhavan, wherever, you're out with people a lot of the time. If you're going to organize a program, you're not just going to do it sitting on the phone. At some point you go out and meet people. And so you're out on the street and there's a car that heads towards you. And it's happened. How many times did it happen last year? Buses plowing into people, cars getting onto the pavement, trucks ramming. So you could be anywhere. You're in a tram and there's an explosion. Now, are you going to have security devices that screen every passenger before they get onto a bus or a tram? And so where is it safe? Physically, externally, it's wide, wide open, anywhere and everywhere. So which is the place of safety? Baba's heart. Baba's heart is a place of safety. And my connection with Baba, Bab Dada, Shiv Baba, clear and clean. Completely, completely clean. And clear, no interference of anybody else. So sometimes when there's a strong connection with somebody, whether it's an attachment bond or whether it's challenging bond, they keep coming in your mind. And you're not having bad thoughts about them, or you're not having thoughts of attachment about them, but they keep interfering. And you don't want them to keep coming into your mind. But the last conversation you had with somebody was so challenging that it keeps coming into your mind. Or your attachment to somebody is so strong that they've gone away and you're wondering how they're doing. And so they keep coming into your mind. So Baba is saying, clean, yes, get rid of all the dirt, but also clear. Because if there's anybody else coming into my mind, I won't have that clear connection in which I can understand what Baba's signals are. And there'll be many situations that we have to deal with in which we need to get a clear answer from Baba for ourselves. And then it's not something to publicize and go around saying that Baba told me to do this, Baba told me to do that. But I know, was I able to connect quickly? And being able to connect quickly, was I able to get a response? Did it answer the question of what, how, when, if, but? Or did these questions still just keep running around in my mind? Could I silence my mind with the power of concentration, keep the line clean and clear, and then could I catch the answer that Baba wants to give me? Was I able to be touched by Baba so that I was able to know what I need to do? So the Muralis have been telling us the practices we need to have. And this sort of connection of clean and clear intellect, it's the practice. Am I practicing what Baba's asked me to do? And if I can keep practicing, then a situation happens and I switch on very quickly. If I haven't practiced, then at that moment there's indecision. Am I really connecting with Baba? This thought that keeps coming to me, is it from Baba or is it my own mind or is it somebody else's influence? This is why, if I haven't practiced this already, I need to start practicing now so that then I do get a clear answer, but I'm also able to trust that it's coming to me from Baba and not just from my own sanskaras or the influence of other people. So I see that through all the conditions of the yajna, it really is that period in which we need to have prepared very, very clearly. And nobody knows where you're going to be when something happens. And nobody knows when the final moments are going to come when Baba says, okay, now it's time to go home. We can see we're very close to the edge in all of that. But every day I keep getting more and more dire news about climate change, but also how scientists are now moving to the point where they're quite open about the fact that we haven't done the things that we should have done 30 years ago, and today it's become absolutely the tipping point. They're calling it the tipping point. Things are now out of control. Even if you were to say, okay, no more carbon emissions, and nobody's ready to say that, but already it's out of control. The things that have been set in motion are going to carry on now with a course and force of their own, and it's happening. It's not going to happen, it's happening. Imagine the whole island of Greenland. We are seeing landmass crumble away because the ice, the glaciers are melting. Winter. It's been winter, but the glaciers have been melting. Can you believe it? And so the sea levels rise. Probably the city in which you're living is near either the ocean or a river. Well, the sea levels rise, and what happens to the big cities? Imagine. The rivers, they rise. What happens then? In Abu, there's been very little water last year, and just a touch more the year before. We get water from the tankers. There's tanker water coming up already. And this isn't even the start of summer. Summer hasn't yet started. Summer is yet to begin. And you go through the summer months and what happens? But already in the jungle, there's no food and no water for the wild animals. Some of you may have seen a clip, a leopard, a beautiful animal, this leopard at night coming into Sukdham and going past, I hope nobody lives in Sukdham. Anyone living in Sukdham? But so this leopard comes by and then gradually walks around and then disappears. Then it's visible by the lift shaft just down there, and nobody was hurt. But why is the leopard coming into where human beings live? A few days ago, a little doggy, a pet of one of the Brahmins who lives outside in the colony, they heard this doggy scream, a little puppy, and the leopard was trying to eat it up. And luckily, the whole noise scared the leopard away, and the little doggy was taken to the vet, and he's fine now. What's going on? It's a reality. Today the leopard is after a little dog. Tomorrow? So it's not even something in the future anymore. These are the times in which our only protection is Baba. When this leopard video went viral, this news about the dog I just heard last night, but when the other thing went viral, there was a whole discussion within a group. What is the Yagya doing about this? And there were some very sweet answers and practical answers from the group. And the group was saying, well, what's the Yagya going to do? It's not what the Yagya is going to do, it's what we have done. And the important thing at that time is to be still. Don't run. Running is going to create a commotion. But be still. And the most effective thing is not just physical stillness, but being with Baba. Not to be afraid, but be with Baba. And Baba will do whatever needs to happen. So, we're living in difficult times, but we knew that. When I'm reading Baba's Muralis about earthquakes and floods and buildings falling down, we've been hearing these Muralis for a long time. And so, I'm asking myself the question, Baba spoke this 50 years ago, plus 50 years, more than 50 years, and we've been reading all this time, but it's now actually happening. And did I do the work that Baba asked me to do when he told me that all this is going to happen? I knew all this is going to happen. Agree? Everybody's been told about it. It's not been a secret that Baba's whispered in the ears of a handful. It's open in the Muralis. And regularly we heard these Muralis. So did I imagine that, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I can just carry on with life as it is, and some yoga, some gyan, a little bit of service. And if I can't manage to get up for Amrit Vela today, it's okay. I've got tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Or is it that I've taken it seriously and I said, I need to get my Amrit Vela together. Because through the whole day, I don't get this opportunity to check if my line of the intellect is really clean and clear. Have I done that? Okay, if I haven't done it yet, let me do it now. Let me be able to have that connection with Baba and nurture it and sustain it as the most important thing in my life. For Brahmins, most of us would say that Baba is the most important thing in our life. Am I right? I don't think people would say service is the most important thing in my life. You'd say Baba. And then, yes, of course, connected with that, Baba's service, Baba's family, it's great. But it's Baba. But then when you actually look at the way you're functioning in your life, is Baba the priority? What is the priority? So just a checkpoint. Let me practice and bring Baba back into the priority in my life. I know that when many of us first became Brahmins, it was very intoxicating, and we'd be thinking about Baba a lot. We'd be writing letters to Baba and sending them to Madhavan. And then very often we'd have a chart and we just keep checking the chart. Am I connecting with Baba frequently? And then as time goes on, you sort of lose that passion and it becomes more like a habit. Yes, I'm going for Amrit Vela. Yes, I'm keeping a chart. And probably after a short time, the chart gets left behind. And then you kid yourself and you say, but I'm checking inside anyway. But there's a big difference in actually writing or checking inside. Big, big difference. And so all of these things are important. What am I doing? And so let me prepare myself for the things that are happening at the moment. I don't know what's to come. But if I'm content, this beautiful passage that Baba spoke, all attainments waiting for you. Take all attainments from Baba and you will feel very content. So if I'm content, that's a good start. Why? Because if I'm discontent, my old sanskars are going to keep jumping out at me. Because when you're discontent, then at that moment even if you're trying to deal with your anger, it'll come up. The discontent is a trigger. Greed, that's going to get triggered. My attachment, I'm discontent and so I seek support from the one who used to give me support, whoever that might be. So I become dependent again. I've worked hard to free myself, but now, in the state of discontent, whatever are my weaknesses manifest. You know, it's like when the body is weak, then the illness will manifest in whatever is your weak point, whether it's your digestion or whether it's your throat or whether it's migraine, whatever it may be, but whatever is your weak point is going to be triggered. You know that. Same thing. Discontent, and that becomes the trigger for whatever is the weakness that I'm carrying within myself, and that will get expressed. Maybe it's insecurity. So today I ask myself the question, well, now Baba's looking after me, but is Baba going to look after me later? What happens if destruction doesn't come in the next 10 years? By then I'll be 50, I'll be 60. Who's going to look after me then? So what happened to faith? Faith means being able to trust in the things that I cannot see with these physical eyes. So if today Baba's taking good care of me, whether it's through my job or whether it's through the center, if I'm a center Nivasi, and even people in centers have jobs. So what is the purpose of all that? Is it helping me come closer to God? So to challenge whatever happens in your timetable with this question, is it bringing me closer to God? Maybe it's something very basic, physical, manual that I have to do. Do I reject that and say, well, that's not the service I'm used to doing? Or is it that I say, here's an opportunity for me to see people I don't normally talk to connect with them, to find out their story, and it'll be a very simple thing to start practicing this and doing it. Just start. Nobody did you have to take permission from. Just do it. So, at this moment now, to be able to practice all the things that Baba's telling me in the Muralis. And my own feeling is that whichever Murali it is that I'm reading now, this morning, then that Murali is the answer for me for many different things that I have been thinking about. Do you feel like that? That the Murali is actually providing you with answers for your personal situation here and now. So, I think that Baba is still continuing to sustain us in this way. But certainly, where there was a lot of dependency on personal meetings with Baba, drama, and that had to change, then the center or the country meetings with Baba, even that had to change. And so now, the blessings that Baba is giving us are in the Murali every day. Let me take those as my personal blessings. There's not going to be an opportunity for me to sit in front of Baba and let Baba, on a physical level, pour his blessings on me. But definitely I can make it happen if I take the blessing of the Murali and I make it my own. This is what Baba is saying to me. Make it very personal. It's going to be a very different experience than otherwise. So that's the reality. What more is there that I can say about this? So let's have a few minutes of yoga. And I don't know if we're going to coincide with the traffic control that happens outside. But after that, just a few more thoughts to share, and then we can open up for questions and comments also. Can we hear traffic control music here if it's playing out there? If you can? Okay, so then tell me, because I might not hear it. So just give me a signal. So the other thing that I wanted to say, Baba's taken us off the dependency of Baba in the physical form, of the Dadis in the physical form, and now there's just their love that remains, that reminds us and brings us closer to Baba, and their drishti still uplifts us, so we are still receiving that help. But there can't be dependency on the Dadis either. I know that in some parts of the world you've never had access to a Dadi in the way that London or UK or Europe has had. But certainly in London we were very dependent on Dadi. Everything revolved around Dadi. And of course you would say everything revolves around Baba. But in a physical way, practically, it was around Dadi. And we were used to having another Dadi come visit us every year. Whether it was Dadi Prakashmani or Dadi Ratanmoini or Dadi Gulzar. But apart from Dadi Janki, we also had another Dadi coming. So it's been not such an easy journey for us to get away from that dependency. But the practice that I've had that's helped me enormously is becoming incorporeal. And to feel the pull of the home. So when I take my mind to Paramdham, I'm connecting with Baba, but I'm also connecting to my own original state of being. What was I, the soul, like when I was in Paramdham before? And you begin to feel the purity, the peace, the silence, the power. You're going back to your starting point, where your journey started. And so it was a very good question for me to be alone and just look at the cycle of time and see how far have I moved backwards in time, because I'm dealing with the things of Kalyug, those traces. I'm dealing with the things of the Copper Age. Now, am I Rajopradhan? Am I Sattu or am I Sattupradhan? And if I'm only Rajopradhan, I've only reached halfway through. I've got a lot of work to do. Okay, traffic control. Corporeal world does two things. A, it shows you how close you are to your Satupradhan stage or not. You'll be able to feel it. But also, secondly, it makes you very detached from the things happening in the physical dimension. And so if there's a dependency on anyone, this practice is the way to detach sweetly, not harshly. Not with big statements or anything like that, but just being able to let go more and more, be there. Then you're not dependent on anyone or anything. The other very practical thing to do in terms of preparation is, what is it that I'm dependent on in terms of food? Am I flexible? I'm not talking about things that you can't eat because of health reasons. But do I still have preferences? And do I still have fussiness about this, that, the other? No. If it's health reasons, it's understandable. And it's important to look after your health. But sometimes it's not health issues, it's just preferences. And so to get away from those. So, any comments or questions? Is there a mic?
Shanti. So while they are coming up, making a big line, while they're making a line with their question, how do we decide between Brahma, Avyak Baba and Shiv Baba? Like, how do you decide which one is the best for this particular meditation or for this particular purpose?
I think both have their own very specific benefit. Connecting with Avyak Baba gives me the experience of all relationships. I can't do that with incorporeal God, but through Bap Dada, the mother, the father, the friend, the teacher, the guide, the beloved, all of these are through Bap Dada, not up there. And so I need to have those, because if I don't have those, there'll be something within me that's unfulfilled. But every relationship can bring me something of benefit and prepare me to be full, complete. And then Shiv Baba, I must have a connection with Shiv Baba, because through that the sins are absolved. It's only through that incorporeal stage that I, in my seed stage, the soul stage, connecting with Shiv Baba, the incorporeal, and there's the fire of yoga that burns away my sins and liberates me. And so I need to do both. It's not better or less, but both are absolutely vital.
I have a question about today's Murali, because I heard this point before, like Shiv Baba, he said we should not keep pictures of the agent. That is Brahma Baba. And when I leave home, I heard that point, and I took most of my pictures to the center, and I kept only Shiv Baba. But I come here and I see like Brahma Baba is like everywhere, like you were mentioning before. Even I've had experiences, you know, in Harmony Hall, in History Hall, Brahma Baba was alive, no? But if Shiv Baba is saying, it's for a reason, no? Because then we forget our inheritance is from Shiv Baba, and we're begging from Brahma Baba.
Not so, begging, definitely not begging.
Yeah, no, but it's like, why do we have all the pictures still? Like, is it something we have to change, like suddenly everywhere, or...?
In Sakar Baba's days, these are the Sakar Muralis we're hearing. And yet, even then, I saw Dadi Janki keep a photograph of Brahma Baba in her main classroom. Nobody used to keep Brahma Baba's pictures in the meditation room as they do now. That only started after Baba became avyakt, taking drishti from translites and big pictures. But Dadi used to say, he's my father. I wouldn't have this spiritual life, and so I'm just respecting and honoring my father. And so she found it totally natural. And so when Dadi Kumarka asked me if I wanted to take that translite, the first translite that had been created in Madhuban, to London for our meditation room, I knew Dadi Janki would say yes. So I said yes. And what I found is that the drishti through Brahma Baba pulls me to Shiv Baba. And it's something that's come up in a recent Sakar Murali, that as you take that drishti, the sakash from Baba pulls you into the incorporeal stage. So Baba's wanting us to remember, don't be dependent, but also Baba, even in today's Murali, on the one side Baba was saying that, no, don't keep pictures. On the other side he was saying, but he's the agent, and how could I do anything without Brahma Baba? So sometimes when we take one sentence from the Murali, it's a problem. But look at the whole Murali. And in the same Murali, twice Baba talked about the value and the importance and the need of Brahma Baba. So we have to learn that balance inside. I mustn't be dependent, but equally I must recognize the role of Brahma Baba and benefit from that role. Okay?
But I believe, like, maybe we remember in, like, in the intellect, but externally, I think he refers we don't need, like, the physical pictures.
Some people have 9 pictures in their room or office or house. I know you don't need 9 pictures, but it's important to honor Baba and to know the role that he plays, and so to recognize that.
I understand, like, being here, like, many of you are direct family from Brahma Baba. So I don't understand it like having your grandfather's picture, nor your father's. Like, you really had a real, real relationship, no? But for us, it's more like not so easy. Like, it's easy, but we don't connect so directly, no? Because he's not like my real, real grandfather.
Maybe you connect even more easily. Because at that time when Sakar Baba was physically there, you had to go to meet him in his room. Now you can be in Barcelona, you can be in Madrid, you can be wherever you are, and you can connect and feel the angel Brahma. In fact, all of you have been born through the angel Brahma. And so it's actually easier to connect and relate to Brahma Baba because he isn't limited. When he was limited, it was more difficult. So now I think it's less difficult. So think about the angel Brahma Baba, and you get that feeling of Baba's protection and Baba's company with you. Try it.
Just for a while.
My question is, at this time, it's like in the last few days, I felt extremely discontent, but I knew that whatever I wanted, only Baba could give it to me, but I didn't know what it was. So I'm just wondering, it's like at this time, whether it's Maya, all my old sanskaras are attacking me too. So I just feel like this is not a time to be lazy. Maybe I don't want to get up every day, but I do anyway. Because I know if I get up and I fall asleep, it's still important that I make the effort, that I don't miss a Murli. I just feel like there's a lot working against me at this time. And I just have to I have to tolerate myself. I have to tolerate all the settlements of karmas and everything. So I'm feeling very attacked at this time.
Well, thank you for sharing so honestly. And I feel that because it's the last period, whatever is the residue of all my sanskaras are coming up. And Maya is that which knows what is going to impact me the most. And so let me be very aware that, yes, this is the last time that Maya is coming to me to test me. It's showing me that whatever it is that's still inside is coming up to be settled. And so take it in that spirit that Baba is very much with you, especially here in Madhuban. Baba's presence is very strong, and to feel that presence and keep that presence, and it's great that you're not letting yourself slip into laziness and say, oh, well, I'm not meditating very well anyway, so why should I bother?
I know this is not a time to reduce any of my efforts,
exactly.
Not a time to do anything less, even if...
So just hold on to the faith.
Yeah.
That Baba's with you, Baba's brought you on this journey so far, and Baba's going to help you deal with whatever still remains. I think for all of us, the big things have gone. Mm-hmm. Now it's little things that remain, but the little things take on a big form, because when you've got white clothes and there's a little stain, it's very visible. When you've got brown clothes and there's a little stain, you can't even see it. So there was a time when we didn't even notice these things. Now we are seeing them very much. And so Baba's with me, let me carry on, and Baba will help me.
So not to be frightened by it, not to think I'm just don't
just,
give up.
Just hold on to your faith and hold on to Baba. And don't let yourself get scared. Our own weaknesses sometimes scare us. But really, I know Dennis for 30 years, 35 years. So I know you've gone through many things, but you've been holding on to Baba. So Baba's with you.
There's nobody else.
Correct. There is nobody else. There is no other path. This is the way.
The question is, if I have waste thoughts for another Brahmin soul, then my karmic account increases. She's continuing.
A parte buoni auguri, sentimenti puri, quale metodo ancora può essere buono per farlo velocemente, soprattutto se nella famiglia Brahmin?
So, other than good wishes and pure feelings, what would be the method to speed up finishing this karmic account, especially for people within the Brahmin family?
A very powerful way is to be able to see the qualities of that individual. At this moment, I'm feeling that it's a problem, but in fact, they have very special qualities that made Baba choose them to be his instrument, to be part of the family. And so let me see those specialities and value them and appreciate them, and so that can turn things around. Because maybe I haven't given time to looking at their specialities, so now let me look for those and I'll see them. There was another thing that he taught me many years ago, and he said, could you do the things that this person is doing? And it happened in two different people. She asked me the same question at different times. Can you do the things this person is doing? And I knew I couldn't. And so, again, appreciation of who they are and what they do.
Om Shanti. My question is related to being in the last chapter, last scenes. You know the student psychology that we know from, well, our lives and also in this Brahmin life, that when there is no set like exam date, some souls or some students, let's say, you know, make it really prolonged. But yet, I'm at a time that it really hurts when I hear the Modis about the distraction, and you will be setting the date. And there is also, we know, a Modi about saying, don't you hear the cries of your brothers? So how can we set an exam date? Like, I know that Yagya does a lot of things, setting programs, like retreat dates, ahead of time, but can it be in the whole world family, like an exam, like a mock exam? You know the mock exam? So somebody who knows what it means actually, mock exam, to bring the consciousness of students to an exam psychology, because some students are not doing good in the exam. They are stressed. Yet they know the subject, but on the exam day, they fail. So the teacher, generally, I'm talking about Loki, they set a mock date, mock exam date for the students who can come to the exam with the, you know, comfort. So can the world family, the Yagya, announces to the whole world and like a set date? It really, I mean...
Well, until now, we haven't been able to set a date. And even when Baba was asking us to set a date, and we weren't able to, but my experience is that every day there's an exam. You know, in modern times, you don't just have one final exam. You have lots of tests along the way, and all your the way you pass those tests is determines what you do in your final thing. And so the big ones, I don't know where you're going to be, where I'm going to be, where anything is going to be happening. We don't know. But what we do know is that today, how did I fare? Did I pass the test that came my way today? Or was I not able to maintain that stability and power and purity and love and truth? Did something happen to make me fluctuate along that journey? And that's how I know how close I am to the final date. And so prepare every day. And every day is Amritvela. Baba's Murli is preparation for the test that that day is going to bring.
My question was not about the heartbeat, but thank you. It was about a date, and if it can be like a... All right, Om Shanti.
Well, we weren't able to give Baba an answer. Baba's sitting there and Baba's asking us, can you give a date? And nobody would be able to answer Baba. So I don't think I can now do it without Baba in front of me asking. But I think what that meant also was that if you decide you want to attain something within a short time, do it personally, never mind the world family. If I say, I'm going to focus on the subject of contentment and really just work on that for however long it is you need. Maybe I say I need a month for that. Maybe I say I need a week for that. But let me set that and see how I'm able to manage it. One last question. Translation.
Я в знании недавно, и в феврале будет год только, но за это короткое время я кое-чему очень важному уже научилась, продолжаю учиться. И, а вопрос вот в чем. Почему при встрече с сильными инструментами меня сваливает сон? Самый вот такой ответственный момент. Вот идет... до этого я не хотела спать.
I'm quite new in Gyan, just about 1 year. And my question is that sometimes I come for the class or for a meditation session and I realize that something powerful is going on and the instruments are also very powerful who are on the stage, but I still feel sleepy at that time and I cannot conquer that. Didi, what would you recommend me to do?
Firstly, just make sure you get enough physical rest. So first, just to get enough physical rest, because sometimes we push ourselves too hard and we don't realize that the body needs to catch up. And so first you make sure of that. Second, if I'm still sleepy and I know that I've had enough rest, then let me try writing. Because if you're using your mind and your hands and your eyes for the same purpose, it's engaging everything in a bigger way. And so it helps concentration. And the other question is, what is it that's more interesting for me than jnana? Why am I not able to focus on jnana? Ask yourself, what is the distraction? Because sometimes Baba has said that if there's something pulling the intellect, then you stop listening. You can't understand what Baba's saying. And the things that you need to hear are the things that you're missing. But it's because there's a block, there's something pulling the intellect. I want to thank you for your honest questions. Really, everybody's been very, very, very direct and honest about what's going on for them. Thank you. Let's have a few minutes of silence.